wasn't her toe, dude.
Whose toe was it, Walter?
What the fuck should I know? I do know that nothing about it indicates...
The nail polish, Walter.
Fine, dude. Guess if it's impossible to get some nail polish, apply it to someone else's toe.
Someone else? Yours. Where the fuck are they going to get...
You want a toe? I can get you a toe. Believe me. There are ways, dude. You don't want to know about it, believe me.
Yeah, but Walter...
Hell, I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock this afternoon with nail polish. Fucking amateur.
Walter.
They sent us a toe. We're supposed to shit ourselves with fear. Jesus Christ.
Walter.
Now, the point is...
They're going to kill her, Walter, and then they're going to kill me.
Dude. That's... That's just the stress talking, man. Now, so far, we have... What appears to me to be a series of victimless crimes.
What about the toe?
Forget about the fucking toe!
Excuse me, sir. Could you please keep your voices down? This is a family restaurant.
Oh, please, dear. For your information, the Supreme Court has roundly rejected prior restraint.
This is not a First Amendment thing.
Sir, if you don't calm down, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Lady, I got buddies who died face down in the muck so that you and I can enjoy this family restaurant.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, dude, don't go away, man. Come on, this affects all of us, man. Our basic freedoms. I'm staying. I'm finishing my coffee. Enjoying my coffee.
All right, Napes, four things worse than starving. Go.
Dying in the gutter, naked, with a heroin needle in your arm, while also filled full of bum semen and covered in bum piss.
Bum semen?
Yep.
Okay, so, yeah, I would agree that is definitely worse than, hold on a second.
Yay!
Yay! Okay. Number two.
Number two would be drowning in a pool of shit. Like a cesspool.
Or shit?
Yeah, like a cesspool or a septic tank.
So that wouldn't be like... A body of water with shit chunks in it.
No, like just completely filled to the brim with shit, where everything about you is shit. In your last moment of earth, you are covered from asshole to elbow in shit. You try to breathe, but you're only breathing in other people's shit. You open your eyes, and there's nothing to see, but the shit of other people is in your eyes and mouth and nose. And when you die, you will also shit. Into the shit.
I agree that would be worse than starving to death. Yes, you are correct. Okay, number three.
Fire ants.
Like being eaten by them?
Yeah, by being eaten by thousands upon thousands of tiny little bugs that would take, a really long time.
Huh. Worse than starving, yes. Yes, I agree. That would be... And number four.
Wait.
Okay. And number four.
Fire.
Just, like, burning?
Just burning.
Worse than... Yep. We'll allow it. Okay. So that is four things worse than... Yeah.
Okay, good.
The first thing that I wanted to discuss with you is the Napier time vortex.
Yeah.
Where time just disappears. I want you to explain to me what happens. Like, do you just, like, is it like the Wolfman, where you just wake up and your clothes are shredded and you're like, where have I been for the last 4 hours?
Well, I have ADD, And I'm like, oh, I should be doing this, but there are shiny things and cigarettes, and
okay, let me explain, because I'm busting Napier's balls and I haven't really explained. We were meeting people for dinner tonight, and so I got off work at 6 o'clock. I talked to Napier yesterday. I said, hey, me and you are going to go, before we do the podcast, we're going to go out to dinner with some friends. I get off at 6. We're meeting people at 6:30. Leave your house at 5:30. Be here by 6. And we'll go eat. Okay, Mike, that sounds fun. Well, you're here. I don't need to do a Napier impression. Go ahead. Okay, Mike, that sounds fun.
Okay, Mike, that sounds fun.
That's you doing you, but okay, we'll allow it. So I called him at 5:20, and I said, I'm just calling to make sure that you're awake, that you're, you know, moving along. Yeah, it's all good. So I get off work 6 o'clock. I go upstairs. I'm changing clothes. We're going to pick up somebody, so I talk to her, and Napier calls me 10 after 6. He's leaving the house.
No, I was at the house that you wanted me to be at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. You were picking Laura up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my question is, if I talk to you 10 minutes before you were supposed to leave, and then 40 minutes later, you've driven down the street, where did that 40 minutes go?
Well, I was watching
Napier Time Vortex.
Well, you called me and I was just starting a cigarette, and I was like, well, I need to get ready, but I want to finish my cigarette. So I'm watching On Demand, and I was watching Band of Brothers on the HBO On Demand.
Uh-huh.
And it was almost over as I was finishing my cigarette. Well, I finished my cigarette, and it wasn't quite over, like it was just about to be over. And I was like, okay, well, I'll start a new cigarette, and no matter what, once this cigarette is done, I'll leave, even if it's still on. Well, like, right when I lit the cigarette, the fucker went off. So I was like, shit, I've got this cigarette, it's lit, I've got to finish it, I can't put it out and start again, because that's cod swallow. That's just horse shit. And
wait. Before you continue. Okay, keep going.
So I have my cigarette and I'm smoking it. I was like, my hair's kind of greasy and I kind of smell bad. So I'll go take me a quick little wash. Yeah. So I wash, and you know, I'm done, and I'm getting out the door, and all of a sudden it's like 5 till 6.
Well, the overall consensus of the Napier Time Vortex just has me flummoxed.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have anything that you want to talk about? What do you think of our name in case Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks goes wrong? Fatty and the Goblin Face.
No, how could this go bad? I mean,
I think it's wonderful, but just, you know, as a backup plan, like, you know,
is there a band named a wheelbarrow
full of dicks? Well, Stained.
Is there a restaurant?
Stained was around for like 15 years and found out that some guys in Alabama had already had the name.
Ooh, whoa, I don't know what that was.
Already had the name Stained. They tried suing them. So, I mean, you know, it's possible. Maybe somebody will come along and say, hey, we were the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Oh, I don't know what's going on with me. I've got the hiccups or something.
Well, let's copyright it.
Copyright the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think that anybody wants it?
I don't think anybody wants it, but, I mean,
I guess it's within reason.
Yeah, even ugly girls get raped.
Well, I think that once you've established something under that name, that is its own copyright.
Well,
so, I mean, we already kind of have a copyright just because we've done something under that name with a date on it.
That's true.
But but maybe not.
Yeah, we might want to get some T-shirts printed up with like a newspaper printed on it or something. I don't know. take a T-shirt, go down to the post office, and mail it to ourselves. That way, we have an alibi. Like, guess what's in this T-shirt postmarked? You guessed it. It's a T-shirt from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You got to rename your Asian restaurant.
The Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. What else you got?
Not really too much.
What's going on?
Well, nothing really important.
Yeah.
I shaved my crotch. That was fun.
You did?
No, I didn't.
I was thinking about something earlier today.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're very open with your masturbatory habits.
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught?
Yeah.
You have? Like people have walked in and
not
caught
people,
you?
Not people, but my mom has caught me.
Well, your mom's a person.
Yeah.
Like she
like people I don't know or like we're like friends and yeah, that like not like anybody other than immediate family members.
So what did she say?
She's like, "Ooh, yeah, bye."
And then turned around and walked out of the room. Were you like out in the living room or were
no,
you in
I
your
was
room?
In my room. It's not like I have locks.
Did you try to like put it away real quick or did you cover it with a pillow or
no, I stood there with my semi-flaccid penis flapping around, looking at my mom like, "Hey, Mom, what's up?"
And just kept going?
No, of course not.
Well, I was just thinking about it because, I mean, you hear all these stories about people getting caught. I've been jacking off forever, and I'm like a meat-stretching ninja. I've never been caught. I mean, knock on wood, but maybe I just never will.
Well, I mean, what happens if you and your lady friend, like, have kids, and one day Johnny comes in, he's like, "Daddy, why are you punching your nutsack?"
Well, what if? But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, you've never been caught.
No, you haven't been caught. So you're never going to jack off again?
No, I'm
going to
jack off.
So that means you haven't been caught yet.
I'm like a ninja. I'm like the jack-off ninja.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that, like, do you get your own, like, mask?
I do it in, like, high-risk situations, too. Never happened.
Well, I do that, too. I mean, I've done it at your house.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
That's a joke, right?
No, it isn't.
I mean, you do the joke thing all the time. And
yeah, well,
funny.
This isn't... No, this isn't a joke. I've actually done it at your house, at Bobby's house, Kevin's house, Chris Dick's new house, Chris Dick's old house, where else? All of my girlfriend's houses I've ever had. I haven't, like, my sister got a house. I haven't done it there yet.
You ever done it on a balcony?
When
you were about to splooge, you yell, "Guardy Lou!" And blow your load and shoot it down at the bottom towards, unsuspecting folks.
No, but I have yelled, "Grr, splat!"
Grr, splat?
Grr, splat! Oh boy.
So I was reading around the intro net looking for stuff to talk about, and they were talking about, speaking of jacking off, they were talking about Megan Fox's thumbs.
Yeah, she's got toe thumbs.
Yeah, but I mean, like, are we really that desperate to find something wrong with Megan Fox that we're... who gives two fucks about her thumbs?
Because they're freaky looking.
Yeah, but who cares?
Well, she's advertised as this hot chick.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'd be like, you know, there's this hot chick out in Hollywood who coincidentally has...
Would it slow you down
what?
For a second? Would it slow you down for a second? She'd say, "Whoa.
Well,
hold
if
on,
she was
hold on, bitch."
Well, if she was jerking me off,
thumbs.
And she had like these nubby little.
But I mean, they've made her self conscious about it. So like now, like they did a Super Bowl ad with her, and she had to use a hand model because she's afraid people will judge her thumbs. Like,
well, she should.
Are they that? Freaky. Are they that weird?
You haven't seen them?
Well, I've kind of seen pictures, but I don't think I care.
You haven't seen them yet. That's like
no, I've seen them. I don't care. Like, it's like that, one of those stupid forwards that goes around with the chick advertising the car, and every picture she gets a little bit more naked.
Yeah.
Until at the very bottom it says, you know, if you're looking at the car, if you've even noticed the car, you're a homo. It's like, if you're paying attention to her thumbs, you're going about it all wrong.
Well, no, it's a glaring thing. I mean, what if she had, and it was obvious, one innie and one outie nipple? Like, the nipple, instead of, like, it going out, like that little, like, thing, the little protrusion,
yeah.
She had one that was, like, an innie, and one was an outie, and was always like that. And any time you caught a glimpse of her, like, with the perky titties, or with, like, a half see-through t-shirt on, it was rather obvious that one of them was not correct.
Maybe I need to take a closer look.
Well, take a look at them. They're like little half nubs. I've got tiny little dick fingers, but, you know, I'm not trying to advertise iPhone shit.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been in situations where I've been weirded out by something, so I get it, but, I mean, you know, if we're going that far to, you know, look up people's thumbs, then I think that maybe we're going a little too far.
Well, no, I understand that, but at the same time, I mean, you have to understand where people are, like, it's like, ooh, that's kind of, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Jesse was talking about, he has a friend in South County that's a big friend, or a big fan now, and I asked him if he was just a big fan when Jesse was on, or if he was a big fan in general. He said, no, I think he's a big fan in general. But, Hewitt, he said the other day that his favorite one was the one that we did with Jesse when you weren't around.
But
that was a while ago. He listened to 4 and 5 today, and he called me and he said, man, at number 5, that's the worst one you guys have done yet. So he wasn't a big fan, but I think it was because we talked about him, and we talked about his man crush on Jesse, which I've never noticed before, but when I talked to him, he kind of had that sheepish, I don't have a man crush on anybody.
Oh, come on, guys. That's not me.
No, come on, that's not funny, guys. You're talking about my man crush.
No. Girls are icky.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to punch him next time I see him on the playground, because there's no way that I have a crush on him. He's stupid. He's smelly.
What the shit is wrong with us?
I don't know. Are we allowed to even mention the trouble that we got into, or should we not mention it?
I don't know.
Maybe we should tread very lightly. We won't use any names.
Okay, we won't use any names.
Because if we don't use any names, we don't use any references, then how could anybody be mad?
Exactly.
We won't even specify gender.
Okay.
Someone got a little bit angry with us.
Somebody was offended.
For mentioning them on the podcast. So I went back in and edited number 4 and number 5. So if you listen to number 4 or number 5 before I edited them, just ignore what you heard.
Exactly.
Because we didn't say it.
It's all gone now.
It's all gone now.
The interwebs
and
has been deleted.
I talked to this person earlier, and we made up, I think. I think that it was I apologized.
It was a growing moment for everybody.
And I think that she accepted my apology.
Well, what happened to the non-gender specific?
Oh, he or she accepted my apology. And so I think we're okay. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe he or she will be a fan again.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Not trying to piss off the 3 people that listen to us.
Yeah, yeah. But I talked to he or she's fiancé, and he or she gave me some pointers and told me that we should do more than an hour and then edit out the bullshit and only include the best parts, like some other podcasts he or she listened to. And I thought about it for all of about 3 minutes, or, you know, 10 seconds. Maybe I got caught in the Napier vortex time.
It can happen to the best of us.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hanging around with you a little bit more lately. Maybe I'm starting to feel it, but...
I rub off like radiation.
Yeah, that's way too much work.
Well, think about it.
I mean, an hour and out for us.
After about 45 minutes, it kind of starts to go downhill. So
you know what? I disagree. I think that, you know, when we're tired of talking and we start getting a little bit frustrated,
yeah,
that's when our best shit comes out. I think the last couple of minutes have been my favorite in most of the ones, at least in the ones that me and you have done.
So at least we're building up to that,
yeah,
you know, awesome climax.
We get to a point where we're just like, fucking God damn it! God damn it, why doesn't time move faster? Oh! We gotta wait 40 minutes and add 20 more minutes of this bullshit!
I'm glad my girlfriend doesn't listen to this so hard.
Is she, like, against listening to it?
No, she just doesn't, like, I think she has better shit to do during the day. I mean, she listens to me be me all fucking day.
Yeah.
And I don't think she, like, her alone time when she's not around me, I think the last
it's
thing
precious.
In her world that she wants to do is listen to me while I'm not there, recorded forever on the internet.
What did you think of all this crap about Palin going off on Obama for using a teleprompter, and then they saw that she had all those notes written on her hand?
I think it's retarded.
I, God, could you just imagine if she was actually the nominee for... I mean, ugh.
Look,
Obama and Palin are your options.
Look, I understand. Maybe I understand a little.
Unacceptable.
The draw that Palin has.
I'm just a hockey mom.
Yeah, it's she's appealing to the dumbest crowd, and I go to AR15.com all the time. I like AR15.com, but they think she's the fucking, like, Obama's doppelganger. Like, this is the... Obama is a smart black male, and she is a dumb as fuck white woman. She is dumber than shit. It's not the mainstream media. She really is fucking stupid. I know when I hear something, I know when it's dumb. When I can tell when somebody's talking to me and they don't understand what the fuck they're saying, and I get that from her. Just like when you can tell if you're talking to somebody, you know they have a mental problem or a learning disability. I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious. She sounds like a 14-year-old in the middle of a fucking civics class trying to answer a question she has no goddamn idea about. She hasn't studied. All she's doing is trying to parrot the professor as best as her tiny little mind can grasp.
Napier, Couric fucking threw her a softball and asked her what magazine she reads.
No shit, she might as well have asked her what toilet paper she uses to wipe her ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, when you go to the grocery store and you see all them Bertolli dinners there, which Bertolli dinner do you like? I mean, it's like, fuck, what, when you look at magazines, which magazine do you like? I mean, that's the simplest question you can ask. You might as well have asked her what her fucking favorite color was.
Yeah. I like sprinkles.
All of them. I read all of them. I can see Russia from my house.
I don't understand. Like, the only appeal that she has, she appeals to dumb fucking rednecks. And they are dumb fucking rednecks. And they say, oh, you're being an elitist. No, you're a fucking dumb redneck.
Yeah.
You have to realize this. And it's not about where you live, and it's not about your educational level. You are a dumb fucking
God
redneck.
Jesus.
That's
God
just how
baby
it works.
Jesus.
Sometimes life isn't fair, and it doesn't matter what part of the state you grow up in, or if you're part of the flyover country, which we're smack dab in the middle of. I don't have a problem with flyover country, but look, you're dumb. You don't understand this shit, and then you're getting told what this shit is by somebody who doesn't understand it. She has no idea what the fuck is going on at any point in time, and she's just parroting. You have to if you've gone to school at all, and you've listened to the 14-year-old girls give an answer to a question, I'm sure everybody in this goddamn country was in school when they were 14, and unless they were that dumb as shit fuck, they understand what the fuck I'm talking about when you just hear an answer that is complete bullshit and they have no clue what's going on.
Like Adam Sandler's answer at the end of Billy Madison.
Exactly.
What a Scrappy the dog. Or
yeah, the little puppy that got lost. You go out, you find that fucking dog!
You are awarded no points, and God have mercy on your soul. I mean, like, she was the vice presidential candidate based on nothing.
No, she was picked because she was... Well, she was tits who liked guns.
Yeah.
But not really. I've never actually seen her with a gun. I mean, she poses with them, but yeah. does she... I've never seen a picture of her shooting. I think there was a Photoshop of her holding an air gun in a bikini. I don't know if that was Photoshopped or not.
Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that's...
You know who I would vote for? Is Tina Fey as Sarah Palin.
Well, I'm pretty sure Tina Fey has, you know, higher educational level than Sarah Palin.
If you're going to go all out and just do, like, the complete cartoon character of... But the question is, does your presidential candidate, is it important for them to be intelligent? I mean, at this level of the world where we're at now, everything's just kind of on autopilot and nothing ever gets done anyway. So shouldn't we at least have somebody that SNL can make fun of?
Well, my deal is I want somebody who is intelligent. I mean, we had Bush for 4 years, and I'm not blaming Bush for everything in the goddamn world. I know life isn't his fault, but let's just put this in context. He was a D average student in school. He was a D average president, and he really was pretty fucking stupid. You could look and see that he didn't understand a goddamn thing what was going on, and here the conservatives and the Republicans have picked another person who you just know, you can listen to them speak, and they're fucking stupid. I will take a Harvard-educated fucking science person over the shit kicker in fucking Arkansas and Alaska. I would rather have somebody who, you know, might not necessarily have a lot of experience, which they overplayed Sarah Palin's experience. She was the president of the fucking Cookie Cutters Club, for all I fucking care. Her town of about 50, 60 people.
And like 12 mooses.
Yeah. She was the governor of a state in a country where we have towns bigger than the population of her fucking state.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's not talk about her fucking experience being the queen of the neighborhood. Who gives a shit? Oh, she was the ice queen. Who gives a fuck?
But ultimately, it all stems through, you know, who the churches rally behind, because pretty much we're all the church's bitch at this point anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, an atheist is never going to be elected into a national office.
Yeah,
it's just not going to happen.
Just pretend a little bit, you know, be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm very spiritual. I mean, you know, Obama claims to be part of a church that, like, then when they found out that the reverend at that church was a psychopath, he's like, oh, well, I don't really go very often.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure out of most of the presidents that we've had, I'm sure Obama is a Christian, but at the same time, I mean, I don't hear about him going to church all too often other than for photo ops. So if he is a Christian, I don't think he's that big of a believer. I'm pretty sure he's in the same boat most of America is in, where they go once in a while and they say they believe in God, but if you ask them too much, they probably won't have a real answer for you. So I'm pretty sure he's not a big believer in Jesus.
When it all runs down to it, I'm more likely to vote for a presidential candidate based on who's the least religious. I mean, you know, you get down to the talking snakes and the,
yeah,
you know, Native Americans having the golden tablets buried because Jesus was an Indian that came back. And,
yeah.
What are the fucking Nanu and the volcano?
Oh, Xenu and the volcanoes.
Nanu, you know, and we're all just living in, you know, God's belly, like Geppetto and the blue whale. And
oh yeah, and what was the one? God ejaculated onto the not the Christian God, but another.
There's one where God ejaculates.
Yeah, there's one where the God ejaculates all over ejaculates all over the planet, and then those ejaculates become like people eventually. And the world is actually carved out of a fat man's thigh fat. There's that one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one either.
Yeah. I don't remember too much, but I took this world religions class twice.
I might need to
because
take
it. I fucking love this class.
You just learn about all of them?
Yeah. Well, a good group. Well, and I just really loved arguing religion with people. That was just my greatest thing.
I mean, you went in basically saying, I have no religion, and they all were peddling their own. It was basically like, you know, people at all the street corners throwing out their bullshit and handing out their pamphlets.
No.
Gathered in one class.
Most, we had a couple of Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh.
But most people, they were your average, just,
you know,
ENC Christian.
Other than, you know, knowing that Jehovah's Witnesses, like, you know, travel and preach their bullshit. And I know Prince is a Jehovah's Witness, but
yeah,
I don't know anything about Jehovah's Witness because I automatically dismiss them as the assholes that knock on my door.
Well, yeah, they do that too, along with the Mormons. Well, I don't really get the Mormons around here.
I get the Mormons every now and then. Yeah.
Really?
You know, they ride around on their bikes. They got their little ties.
I think
I've known Mormons, and let me tell you something. Of the Mormons that I've known in my life,
yep,
the most fucking awful people. Every one of the Mormons is the most... And I'm not saying that every Mormon is. I'm just saying that every Mormon that I've met is one of the most awful people I've ever known.
You were just talking about the one girl that Joey dated.
No, I've known plenty of Mormons. But that,
really?
That is one of them. Yeah, she was...
I don't really know that many.
Yeah.
Well, other than that girl Joey dated and her sister or cousin.
I don't know, they're just slime balls. Awful. I'm not saying that all Mormons are. Just the ones that I can think of off the top of my head are all just awful.
Well, I don't know any. I think we played hockey with one.
But the Mormons, that's the one where Jesus came back as a Native American and buried tablets in the ground, and then...
Well, no, I think an angel buried tablets, I'm not sure.
And then the guy was told where the tablets were, and then could use, like, a special thing to...
Yeah, only he could read them, or something like that.
And he dictated it to a guy who wrote it all down.
And then the wife of the guy threw out the papers and said, well, if
you know,
all
if
this is true,
this,
yeah,
then he can do it again, and he
it'll
said,
be,
oh, well.
It'll be word for word exact, and then, oh, well, it turns out it isn't, and he was just making it up.
So it's all bullshit.
Well, it's all
bullshit. It is all bullshit, ultimately, but that specific thing. You think that we're going to make people angry talking about... You know,
I don't care, I mean...
But
we were talking about cunts and twats and fucking Scooge, and they're going to get offended because we don't like... We don't agree with most religions.
Here's the thing about...
That's the tipping point?
Here's the thing about religion, ultimately, is I think that if you, you know, feel better to have your beliefs, good for you.
Well, I don't feel that way.
Well, yeah, if you...
Even if it makes you feel better, it makes you feel better, and it's a lie. You're lying to yourself. And you're blocking off, if you can block off part of your rationalization, you can block that off for any other thing you want to, and it's never just...
But I mean, if you need those talking points to be a moral person,
well,
good for you.
If you need that to be a moral person, you're not a moral person.
Well, yeah, but I mean, whatever works, as long as you're not coming over to my house and stabbing me, if thou shalt not kill keeps you from doing stupid shit.
Yeah, but that still lets them do stupid shit. I mean, it's not just a live and let live. We don't live in a society like that. We live in a society where these people have just the same rights, and I'm not saying we should take away their rights. I'm just saying that these people have the same rights as anybody. They can vote the way that they want to, and it's never live and let live. It's never you're in one. You can stay in your corner. I'll stay in my corner, and we'll all be happy. That's not how it works, because everybody votes. Everybody has a say in government, and this is the shit that we get from it. We get people like George Bush and Sarah Palin. We get these people who are too fucking stupid, but they say the right keywords that the Jesus people like, and we get dumb shit because of it. That's just how it works.
And I mean, ultimately, if we're the minority, we're the minority.
Well,
but
to be honest with you, it's atheism is the, from what I've seen, it looks like one of the fastest growing of religious viewpoints.
Yeah.
Not going to say it's a religion, because I mean that's like saying you, if you're not collecting stamps, that's your hobby.
I mean, nobody knows, and so you know.
Well, nobody knows, but you can't just take up a position.
Yeah. Ultimately, you know, to go so far as to say these people are stupid, they believe what they believe. Chances are their parents believed it, brought them at a young age. They all learned it. They all take it as gospel before they, you know, think for themselves as far as, you know.
Yeah, but eventually they're supposed to become thinking, rational human beings, and they shouldn't block off a corner of that and say, This part, I mean, the rest of my life, all of my life, except for this one part, I'm going to be rational. And that's not how it works. If you can block off one part of your ability to rationalize, then you can block off any part anytime you want to. So by saying, you know, I believe in God, and I want to be maybe not necessarily a Christian, but you know, I do believe there is a God, and that makes me feel better. You know, they might not say it makes me feel better. They might actually, you know, rationalize that, well, it does make me feel better, so I'm going to believe this. But everything else, I'm going to rationalize. That's not how it works. If you can do it with one part, you can do it with any other part any time you want.
Yeah. I got on this because I got kind of angry earlier. I was reading something that a guy is suing a shopping mall.
Yep.
Did you hear about this? You kind of looked at me like you might have heard. He's suing a shopping mall because the what he was doing was they have a policy that if you want, you know, when you go to the mall and they have the people that say, hey, you want to take a survey, people like that.
Yeah.
They get a permit to do that.
So, yeah, I mean, the mall gets money for that. They're not doing that for free.
Yeah, yeah, they get a permit to do that. So, I mean, they're standing out there, they're fucking with people. People don't want to be fucked with. Ultimately, they get a permit just so they can keep a good eye as to that, and they get money. But yeah, they want to know who's fucking with people at our mall.
Well, yeah, I mean it's private property.
Yeah,
they own it.
And
it's
so
theirs.
This guy he ignored those rules. He actually said that they've you know asked him to knock it the fuck off several times, but they ejected him from the mall because he was walking up to shoppers and talking to them about God and you know, soliciting them for books. This is getting off of what I was telling you a story, but why do they care?
Because the Bible is pretty clear that you have to go out and you have to try to save people. It's in there.
That doesn't make sense, though.
Yeah, it does. It's in there. They're being a good Christian by doing that.
If you're going to heaven based on your shit,
yeah,
what do you give a fuck if the gay guys are fucking...
Because the Bible clearly states that you have to proselytize. That's part of being a good Christian.
So it's like vector marketing.
Yeah.
Religion is like vector marketing.
Yeah, except for, you know, vector's a lot better at it.
Yeah, so... actually, no, they're not. I mean, you know, this has gone on for millions and millions of years where they just, you know, hey, wouldn't it be fun if you went to church with me, and then, you know, they drink the Kool-Aid and whatnot. But...
Yeah.
So, it's basically a big pyramid scheme where, at the end, you get to be with all of your friends in heaven.
Yeah, and they... that some people rationalize it as, well, if it makes you feel good, do it. Well, no, because it takes away from time you could be spending with your family. These people donate to the church. I mean, look at Rome. I mean, look at the Vatican. Do you think that was free?
No.
No.
Do you think free?
I mean, those people, I mean, that place needs upkeep. I mean, you think they're getting paid with feel good cards, with like promises? No, they're taking money and they're using it for upkeep, and they're using it for their churches. They're using it to pay people. I mean, these people, they went to a lot of people for churches, the pastors and ministers, they went to school for that. They didn't spend their money and their time not to make money. They're not doing that out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it because they want money.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they can be a lay person and not be the pastor and just preach, but you know, then they have to have a real job and make money. And some of them don't want to do that. Some of them want to be, you know, the guy in charge, and the guy in charge makes money. Some of them make more than others, and they like doing what they're doing, and they make money at it.
You know, we got to get back to talking about vaginas and stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna make our
fresh cooch.
Like, yeah, we're all the dick jokes. Let's get some dick jokes in here.
Shut up! You stinking whore.
Okay,
what the hell?
You stinking whore. So yeah, we that was kind of preachy. There wasn't any humor in there. You better bring it.
Well, if there was humor in there, if anybody, like, that's not preachy. I'm not preaching to anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe I am.
John Mayer compares Jessica Simpson to sexual napalm.
Does that mean she's going to burn his dick off?
Her vagina was like crack cocaine, and he couldn't get enough. He had to have it. He said that if she would have started charging him $10,000, he would have started selling his stuff. And you know what? I was kind of down on her. I was starting to think, oh, you know, she got a little chunky and stuff. But, I mean, that dude's got some, you know, A-plus class poon. So I guess if he's saying that, then...
Well, I guess so.
There must be something there. I mean, something pretty fantastic.
I do like her thighs. I like the thighs.
Yeah. Yeah. I sometimes you see her, and nowadays I think they only shoot her from like the waist up, so you can't really tell if she's still got the mom jeans and the...
I like her butt.
Chunky butt, or...
I don't know.
You never know what's doing there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Were you compared, like? Well, I guess in high school, did you have any of the same classes with your sister?
No,
you didn't.
No,
because like when it's kind of weird talking about Jessica Simpson's ass and then moving on to this. There was no segue there.
No, there doesn't need to be.
We don't need to be. We don't need segues, do we?
Of course not. We're
run down the list. Yeah, I was thinking about my sister was a couple years behind me, and so every time we had the same teachers, like I had a teacher, and then a couple years later she had a teacher, they remembered me.
Yeah.
And so when they saw that, you know, my sister kind of resembles me in a little bit. So that when, you know, when she walked in, they're like, "Oh God, that's you know, Mike's kid or Mike's sister," and they think that she's like that. And so I was wondering if you ever had the same classes with her, to where they were like, "Oh God, that's Napier's sister."
Oh yeah, but I was kind of quiet during school.
You slept through classes, yeah. So
I guess they just assumed that she was going to be another.
Did they even remember you to where they were like, "Oh God, that's Napier's sister"? Or
yeah, probably. I mean, a few times.
Yeah, well, like I had Mr. White. I fucking hated Mr. White.
I like Mr. White.
Oh, he was such a prick.
He's like, but I liked him.
Hey, let's watch The Dancing Baby.
Yeah, I like that.
I fucking hated that guy.
I got to sleep.
There was a girl that sat next to me in Mr. White's class, and before every class, she would meet her boyfriend, or before this class, she would meet her boyfriend. You know, they had lockers by each other, so they would talk and, you know, like hug and kiss goodbye. And every fucking day, she would come in, and the first 10 minutes of class was him giving her shit for, you know, kissing her boyfriend before she came into class. And it was it was funny the first couple times, but he just did it every fucking day for an entire semester. And it was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Can we... I mean, like, me, the most shitty of students, I didn't pay attention. I mean, like, after 10 minutes for 2 weeks, I was like, fuck, can we learn some social studies?
Well, I didn't have him. I had him for, psychology.
I hated that guy.
Well, okay, Mr. White was a young teacher.
Yeah.
And most of the reason why you see a young teacher is, especially, you know, like, they just got out... They really did enjoy high school. So, that kind of thing, that's kind of, you know, that's high schoolish, that's what you expect from, you know, a 17-year-old. Well, he really enjoyed that time, and was probably trying to, you know, relive it a little in screwing with his you know, jailbait students.
But when Michelle had him a couple years later... I think at a certain point I kind of just fucking gave up on this guy because I hated him. I couldn't fucking stand the guy. And so, like, I was a super douchebag to him, like, pretty much the whole... And he hated me. I think at a certain point he took me out in the hallway and told me if I shut the fuck up, he'd give me a C.
Well, that's awesome.
He just said... He said, look, if you just... you know what? I think that was Mr. Lin.
Well, that's, yeah, I could see Mr. Lin doing that.
Mr. Lin, he used to... play with himself while he did lectures. That guy creeped me out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he took me out in the hallway and he said, look, if you don't, you know, say anything to me, if you don't disrupt class or anything, I'll give you a C. Just sit in there and shut up. And he said, I don't care what your final grade is. If you shut up, if you leave me alone, I'll give you a C.
Well, good man. Did you?
I think so, yeah. I think that I left him alone just because... I mean, you know, what was my alternative? Piss him off and flunk?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, could your GPA take that hit? I mean, could you afford to be that dick?
I could have, yeah. No, I was sitting pretty. I was doing all right. But, from having a school teacher as a father, I know that if he wants to get me, he can get me.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you know, he's the one wearing the pants. I'm just the one sitting there, you know. So, yeah, no.
Well, our school was different than your dad's school.
I fought battles the way I could fight them, but at a certain point, you just kind of got to bend over and say, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, those guys both hated me, and I think they both ended up having my sister. I mean, you know, she's goody-two-shoes, 4.0, actually more than a 4.0. She had 4 point whatever the fuck, and they were quite shocked, and Mr. White made several comments about how he couldn't believe that she was my sister and blah blah blah. I don't know how she's my sister either. I have no idea how we came out of the same stuff.
I mean, the vagina.
Yeah.
Well, everybody comes out of vaginas.
Well, yeah, but we came out of the same vagina.
Well, not at the same day.
Not the same day. No, I guess it had a couple of years to ferment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that work? Is it like a fine wine?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I've never really, you know, left it in there that long. Normally I try to yell like, should take a shower.
Do you think that at a certain point we'll get some kind of mugwump to come along and
dang dang.
Like, you know, save us from this two-party system of utter embarrassment?
No.
Or do you think it's just never going to happen?
Never going to happen.
I think we should, though.
No, nope. Never.
You think we should just keep doing what we're doing?
Yes.
It's just, it's weird, like, the news is now Kim Kardashian fucking the, you know, Republicans blocking everything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, nobody talks about Iraq anymore. It's all...
Iraq's done.
Well, you know,
we're done. I mean, we're done. We're leaving.
Oh, right? Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Yeah.
I mean, we're leaving.
But
I don't give a shit what happens between now and then. We're fucking gone.
The news isn't the news anymore, though. I mean, like,
no, because you have to style it up a little.
It's so weird, though. I mean, like, there was a poll not too long ago that said that the most trusted man in news today is Jon Stewart.
Yeah. Have you listened to Jon Stewart? He is.
Well, yeah, but...
He actually calls people on their bullshit. It doesn't really matter what side he focuses on, one side more than the other.
Though.
It's entertainment and it is news, but it's entertainment.
It was never meant to be news. It's on Comedy Central.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. They said the most trusted voice in news is Jon Stewart, who doesn't even do the news.
Oh yeah, but he does inform. It might not be the news, but it is information that people wouldn't get other places. When you hear about, you know, people not reading newspapers and turning to Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, what they don't understand is these people wouldn't be going to newspapers. I mean, it's not like these people would go anywhere other than where they're at. They should stop the horse shit that they're doing on the actual news stations, where it's 80% entertainment shit and then 20% news. It only works in this certain area, and they should try to do what they're supposed to be doing, which is actual news. Do you remember that one Russian tennis player, that one girl? What was her name?
The one that got stabbed?
No, not her.
Was that?
Anna
Kournikova?
Yeah. Anna Kournikova, when she came out, she was good-looking, when all the other fucking women tennis players were fucking bull-dyke-looking whores.
Yeah,
they were nasty-looking. They were like beat-up old hags. And here comes this new girl who's not really good at tennis. She's not. She's pretty goddamn average, and unless she looked like she did, she wouldn't get the endorsements. She was getting all kinds of endorsements, making all kinds of money. And the real good tennis players, they were upset because they weren't getting those offers. And they said, well, if she just went away, we could get those offers.
Never won anything.
Yeah, never won a goddamn thing. But that's not why she's being endorsed, because, you know, she's a good tennis player. She's being endorsed because she's good looking and we like tits. The reason why Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are popular is because we like entertainment and we like funny, and we like that to be intertwined with news once in a while. But there has to be real journalism out there, and there isn't anymore. They're all dead or dying.
They were talking about how the Republicans keep going on and on about Obama going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's fucking from Hawaii. And so, you know, Obama's going to Hawaii for Christmas. Well, that's where he's from.
That's where his house is.
Yeah, I'm sure that's where his mom lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's where his whole family is.
Him going home for Christmas makes sense.
Yeah, he wasn't born in Chicago.
So they're just going on and on about it. And then they had the Republican committee meeting in Hawaii.
Yeah, they had the RNC there.
Oh, I was laughing my ass off. They were like, they were doing a report and they were interviewing people, and they were trying to express the irony in this, but like, they were completely dense. It was just,
of course, they didn't understand it. They're fucking idiots. Every goddamn one of them.
No, well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people, you know, understood what the difference was.
But the people that were interviewed.
Yeah, the people in charge certainly weren't.
But, like, Republicans have become, like, this, you know, completely Christian element
that
doesn't even stand for what it actually stands for. I mean, like,
well, that's the same thing that happened with the Democrats.
Yeah,
it happened, and then, you know, the middle people eventually came over to the Democrats once they realized the Republicans were just electing idiots.
Well, the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
And which ultimately accomplishes nothing.
That's what happens when there's, you know, a vacuum of power. There's nobody right now with the Republicans that actually means a goddamn thing. They're only there to block shit. They're only there to stop the Democrats from actually passing legislation. That's all they're there for. They're not there to get anything through.
They're there to block things from going through so that they look like failures, so that they can get in, and then the Democrats can block them. Ultimately, nothing ever gets
done. Well, no, they're supposed to be that filibuster where you have to have 60, like, a majority isn't 50 anymore. Like, 51 isn't a majority. It has to be 60. If you don't have 60, it doesn't matter.
But what I'm saying is, they're blocking things to push their own agenda.
No, they're not pushing an agenda.
What they're pushing is trying to get the Democrats from getting anything done, so that they appear to be failures, so that they can, you know, get back in power.
Yeah.
At which point, they'll have a couple of months where they won't get anything done.
No, it'll be more than a couple of months. They however, from what I hear, is they're trying to get rid of the filibuster rule, or not get rid of it, but cut that little fucker down from 60.
But then ultimately, still nothing will get done.
Well, not until that's done.
Yeah. It's weird.
But the same thing happened with the Democrats, except for they didn't use the filibuster like that. You remember when Bush, like, got power and, you know, the Republicans got a majority in Congress and in the House, and or the Senate and the House, and then all the fucking wacko earth people came out and all the fucking really crazy motherfuckers on our side. All those motherfuckers came out of the woodwork and started screaming. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what's happening now, only it's the other side. And the thing is, eventually the Democrats, they realized that they can't listen to these people because they're fucking stupid and they're fucking nuts. And I know they care a lot, and I know they got the biggest megaphone and they scream the loudest, but what they're saying is fucking stupid. And the Democrats, you know,
but
they're not the anti-intellectuals that the Republicans...
People are listening, though.
Yeah, but people never listened to the Earth people. They didn't give a shit about the Earth. They never actually gave a fuck about those goddamn whales or the fucking penguins or anything else. They didn't actually give a shit. These Republicans actually think that if they let one thing pass that the Democrats want to, then there's going to be a fucking army of death scream down from the skies, and all of our unbaptized babies are going to get burnt.
But do you really think they believe their bullshit?
I don't think the leaders do. I don't think the people in charge believe that shit. It's rallying the crowds. But if for one moment that they actually try to do that bipartisan shit, where they're trying to work together, their base is going to fucking explode. They're going to have a brown paper bag test for the Republicans.
What you're saying is, the Republicans are very similar to Vector Marketing.
Is that true, Vector Marketing?
It all comes full circle. Ultimately, the world is a series of bigger vector marketings. All the leaders yell down, "Hey, I got this really great idea. You can sell knives to all of your family members and friends. You give us $250, and we'll give you this kit that you could go demonstrate all these fucking knives. You will sell so many fucking knives, you won't even know what to do with all the money."
I know. It'll be so awesome. I mean, they sell themselves.
I had the fart. I figured it would be a waste to, you know, not share it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's what we've learned today. That's what this whole hour has been about. Ultimately, the world is vector marketing.
Well, ultimately, the world is the idiot gets taken advantage of by the person who knows what they're talking about. And, unfortunately, that's, you know, the people who like Sarah Palin. They're going to find out really quick what happens when you let an idiot drive
Mikey.
The school bus.
Dick!
What's up, guy?
I want you to tell your Dick's formal wear story.
No, I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell your Dick's formal wear story real quick?
Well, you know the story.
Well, yeah, but I like it when you do it.
You like it when I do it. Okay, so we're driving down the highway, and I saw the sign for the Paul Simon Freeway, which had the bow tie on it, for the, I don't know, congressman or senator or whatever, who was named Paul Simon. But also, obviously, Paul Simon is a musician, so I thought it'd be funny if there was a Paul Simon bow tie sexual reference, like maybe you're choking a girl while you sing Kodachrome. And then I was on the bow tie thing all weekend, and then I wanted to find a condom where you unroll it, it would have a bow tie on the end. So like a big red bow tie.
Yeah.
Which doesn't even make sense, because it wouldn't be able to roll if it had a bow tie inside it, right?
Probably not.
What if you popped your condom and you have to say, I got
my
condom popped.
At the peak of my wanting to find this, I look across the street and I'm standing right next to a store called Condom World. And this is absolutely perfect. So, go into the store and they have condoms with not only a bow tie, but like a full tuxedo outfit printed on them.
Oh my God.
Shirt, button-up shirt, bow tie, the works. And, to top it off, it's called Dick's Formal Wear. So, I went up to the counter and I explained to the person working there that my name was Dick and that it would be a crime if I didn't buy it.
Did you buy them out? Did you buy all of the ones they had?
No, I bought like a, you know, 3-pack or whatever. I mean, because they're kind of expensive being a novelty item.
Yeah. So, my question is, are you just going to use those willy-nilly, or are you going to save those for a very special occasion?
Was willy-nilly one of the words?
No, we've used most of the words. We're missing a few. We're going to have to get them in there sometime.
I was hoping you'd use them all in one sentence.
I don't think that's humanly possible. I mean, that one is like 20 syllables.
Yeah. No, I want to use these for the special occasions, like weddings and funerals and, you know,
the first time she gives you anal
and stuff like that.
Napier wants to know if the first time she gives you anal counts.
First time she opens up that asshole and says, "It's not that time of the month in here." You can say, "Oh yeah, baby, but
Napier,
it's gonna be."
Napier, my favorite alien.
So, does that almost make you want to fuck at a funeral just so that you can use one?
Well, I guess it depends on whose funeral it is.
Yeah. Who would be a proper funeral to use it at? I mean, certainly not like a family member or something, but what about like Napier?
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's if it's your lady friend's immediate family member, you know, I mean, like if your girlfriend's, you know, mom dies, you can't be like, "Hey baby, let's go in the back here and
I'll make you feel better."
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what? Because of Napier's stories about all the times he's jacked off at everybody's house and stuff, I almost feel obligated to jack off at his funeral.
Yeah, that's what
are you all going to do it in
circle jerk?
Yeah, maybe that's what his funeral should be. We should all just, you know, escort everyone out, say we need a few minutes alone with Napier, and then we'll all just like circle his casket and all masturbate. We won't look. It'll be like a urinal thing, like, you know, where you know what you're all doing and you know all your dicks are out, but you're not looking.
What if you all did it in a big trash bag,
you know,
and left the trash
bag
on?
That's probably not that far down the road, the way I watched him pour salt all over every bite he took tonight at dinner.
Just put salt on everything?
Did you see him eat the piece of fried chicken?
So, Dick, I hate to
back up for a second. He had a piece of fried chicken and a salt shaker in the other hand, and he would shake the salt until his next bite was totally covered in white.
Well, he's always done
that. Not much salt, and then he would take a bite out of it, and then he would pour salt all over it again.
Are you telling everybody that Napier's odd? This could be a bit of a shock. What if they all find out how odd Napier is? Oh, you think he's on the way out? Well,
they live longer on his planet.
What I wanted to ask you while I got you on the horn here is, I don't want to call you out or anything, but I asked you yesterday when I found out that Jesse wasn't going to be available. I asked you yesterday if you'd be available to come over and sit in the Jesse seat, and you said, "No, I have to work on my parents' kitchen," but then I come to find out that you're available for dinner. So,
I got the impression that dinner meant, sitting for the Napier thing. the podcast was earlier.
Oh.
When I told Sarah that I would hang out for dinner, it was on the condition that I finished what I was doing.
Yeah.
Time to go.
I just thought.
And luckily, since Napier, you know, can't get anywhere on time, I was able to make it to dinner.
The Napier Time Vortex. That's what we're calling it. It isn't Napier's fault. We've determined that in space alien time, sometimes 40 minutes just disappear.
Right, so and you guys were basically 30 minutes late to dinner overall.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't been 30 minutes late to dinner, then I would have been 30 minutes late to meet you guys.
Well,
And I might have been like, well, I'm not going to go because they're...
Dick, buddy, you got just as many great stories as anybody, so we got to get you on sometime.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, you know me well enough to know that if I'm going to blow off your podcast, I'm going to tell you, fuck you, guy. I don't want to come on your podcast tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to fluxinalcinehilipitatefication, you know, your input or anything.
Wow, you used my word.
I don't think
estimate as being worthless.
Yeah. I think that you could bring something around. If anything,
characters or voices.
Yeah. We got to work out some voices. We determined that Napier can't really do any characters because they all just sound like Napier. Napier, do your gay voice.
Let's all hang out and touch dicks. Yeah.
I can do a gay Napier voice too.
Let's hear your gay Napier voice.
Well, this is me imitating how Napier tries to be gay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Napier and I'm gay and I like wieners.
That's about it.
Yeah, I mean it's not gay at all.
So we still need Blunderbuss Napier and we have to talk about Lisa Loeb's vagina.
I was having sex with her and she started biting my nipples and somehow a spider monkey came along and started slapping my nuts around and I exploded into her like a fucking blunderbuss.
Define blunderbuss. I don't remember.
A blunderbuss is a gun with a flared muzzle.
It's a shotgun with a flared muzzle. It's a muzzle-loading shotgun with a flared muzzle. That's pretty much what it is.
What's wrong with Lisa Loeb's vagina? Didn't even see my blunderbuss coming.
Well, somebody... I haven't told anybody what's going on. We were given a list of... I started it. I said, hey, give us words, and we will try to work them into the podcast at some point.
Everybody failed.
Yeah, you were the only one that gave us any, and you gave us some good ones. I think we got them all in there. But somebody said, you should say vagina. It's like, well, I mean, fuck, we say vagina all the time.
Did you get it in?
That's like telling me to say like. I mean, it's gonna happen. And so I said, be specific. Give us a specific vagina. And then somebody else said...
Like. That's you.
Chris, I hope you die. I'm hanging up on you.
I can't wait till you do what it is.
What it is?
Yeah, the double is.
And masking taping things with masking tape. Don't forget that one.
Bye.
Just to sum up, I bet Lisa Loeb, she isn't a lesbian. I mean, she was in all that, but she just probably has a huge bush, right?
I think she likes ladies.
No, I don't think she did. She did like a reality show where she was looking for love.
Really? With ladies?
No, with men, I think. I think she did all that, you know, girl power shit and went on the Lilith Fair and all that. But I don't think that she eats box. I think that she's, just like one of those. You know.
Oh God, Do you remember that one girlfriend I had that wanted to make the penis force?
I think we already talked about her.
Yeah, she loved that shit.
Did she have a huge vagina? Like, was it like real bushy and?
Well, she had a big
meaty,
bush.
Meaty, like a.
Well, I couldn't tell. There was a lot of bush. Going.
You couldn't get past all the bush?
No, she didn't like me, like, eating her out, either.
You probably didn't want to eat her out.
Well, I didn't, like... I mean, I didn't mind.
You'd get lost. It'd be like where the wild things are.
Yeah.
Ow!
I mean, I've gotten, like... Look, I've gotten teeth stuck in my hair before. I got hair stuck in my teeth before. Goddamn.
Well, yeah, fuck. It happens to the best of us.
Goddamn English.
you know, by the way, that Chris word.
Yeah.
I got a
a woman to pronounce it.
Fluxenasenihil.
Just so that I didn't have to. Yeah. And then I try to pronounce it anyway.
How'd it work out?
I think I failed, but, you know, it was in there. So, did we say anything about Lisa Loeb's vagina yet? We said that she's got a big, you know, hairy snatch, but we didn't actually say Lisa Loeb's vagina.
Well, I mean, we just did.
We also haven't said anything yet about Kevin Bacon raping and murdering children.
Yet. Oh, Kevin Bacon didn't rape and murder children.
Yeah, but we have to keep talking about it to try to get a cease and desist letter.
You know, that's like trying to, think about, an old man who's obviously drunk and psychotic, sitting at a bus station, screaming the exact same shit we are. That's how much those people give a fuck about what we say.
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking Chris Dick.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch.
He didn't want to play our game.
Yeah.
What a fucking whore.
What a whore.
Hope he gets hepatitis of the tip of the penis. And he has to get his dick hit with a hammer to pop the zit.
He had a little yeasty on the back room.
Isn't it nice to be so obscure that nobody gives a fuck about what you do in life? Like, you can just... Your life and death can pass. That's like, funny, oh, okay.
That's funny that you say that after I just had to edit to podcast.
Well, that... I'm talking about, like...
Oh, you're talking about, like, real people?
Yeah, we're talking about the people on the moving pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people, they... Yeah. They don't give a shit.
Bacon.
Other people might give a shit, though. Like our friends and family.
Yeah.
So...
One listener in Africa, you think he cares?
I don't think he listened for that long.
You think he turned that shit up?
Yeah.
What do you think he did instead?
I don't know.
What
do you do down there for fun?
I got on the Google map and I looked at the little pin, man. It looks like you got a pretty big house. Or maybe it was like a business or something. I don't know. It looked like a big ass house. It's right on the beach. It looked nice.
Yeah, it was probably.
I stalk every last one of you. When you listen to us, I get a record of where you were, and I look you up. And I'm very interested in it because, you know, we talk about some really neat shit.
No, we don't. Everything we do is horrible.
Do you think it's really horrible? I was listening.
I like it because I get to hear my voice, and I like hearing my voice because I think I sound awesome.
You usually sound pretty good. I always sound like shit.
I sound like a dude that Ron Jeremy throat fucked for like 9 hours straight and left in a ditch.
Smooth, nice delivery, and I kind of
that's because I'm monotone.
I sound like a fucking monster.
You have passion, sir. You
have passion. Is that what it is? I'm a passionate man.
Yeah, you're a passionate man. You got feelings that can't be bottled up, put in a bag.
I got a lot of passion. I got so much fucking passion.
I have feelings about shit, and it matters. Fuck!
Listen to my bullshit!
Everything I say has meaning and feeling, you thoughtless fucking whores! God damn you! God damn your eyes! God damn the baby angels that brought your seed into your mother! Fuck you!
I want to go to Hawaii! Yay! Yay! I want to go to Hawaii!
All right, so just as a recap, what was that second thing that was worse than starving to death?
Dying in a septic tank or a cesspool.
That was full of what?
That was full of poop.
Full of, like...
That full of shit. Full of other people's shit. Just shit all over you. Shit in your eyes and your mouth and your nose. When you die, you'll have other people's shit in your lungs and stomach. And then when you die, you'll shit and contribute to the rest of the shit that will eventually circulate into your own body again. Oh, God. We laugh at that, but you know somebody probably did do that.
You think that someone was, like...
Well, not murdered, but what if
I will throw you in the septic tank.
What if somebody, was trying to clear out their septic tank, fell in and died?
That would be a hell of a way to go.
Oh, God, yes.
You heard that Artie tried to off himself by stabbing himself 9 times?
With what?
A fucking kitchen knife.
Did it
I'll
work?
Tell you what. I can think of one way that would be worse trying to kill yourself.
What's that?
Drowning in a septic tank.
Yeah.
Explain how that would go again.
You would fall in. You would try to search for breath, but you're being drugged down by other people's shit. And you would try to breathe, but there's not air there. There's only other people's shit. And you try to look to find something to grab onto, but there's only other people's shit. And then you're scratching and clawing, trying to find something, just some remnants to get out of the shit. But all you find is more shit. Nothing but shit. And then you die. And then you shit yourself, because that's what happens. And then your shit makes it the water level higher. And then they take you out and hose you off and put you in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain that last part one more time.
We can't do that again.
Oh. Hey, Hewitt, did you pause that to read the onion, you fucking prick?
I love the onion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think it's about that time.
Well, we went over a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. That last part with the baby angels and the shit. I think that was worth it. You're right, the ending is so much better than the beginning.
We should talk for like a half hour before we even turn the microphones on.
Exactly. Like, we should just, like, if we get passionate enough about what we're talking about, that our foot accidentally hits the on switch, that's just when we start talking.
Napier, we forgot one of these words.
Ah, fuck it.
Top one. Get that in there somewhere.
When you're in the shit, trying to get out of the shit, you're going to look for a vomitory.
But you're not going to find
it. No, you're not going to find it. You might vomit, but it doesn't count. You're just going to fill your mouth up full of more shit.
Oh, so you said it, right?
Yep. All right, we win. Fuck.
Hey, maybe we should play again next week. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. Yeah. You know what we didn't do?
What?
Mike's dad answers Yahoo questions.
I know. I talked to him earlier and told him that we might do it. It's probably too late now.
Yeah, it's too... Yeah.
We can't call him or he'll be mad at you again.
Yeah, and your lady friend's already asleep and we can't ask her to do the voiceover.
Yeah, she'd probably be pissed.
Yeah.
Fucking pissed.
Yeah, she probably doesn't like me yelling shit constantly either.
Why were you yelling shit? I don't remember.
That's because that's where you will die. I mean, not you, but... I mean, some... If somebody listens to this and they actually do die in shit, I hope their last like thought isn't, oh god, they're going to make fun of me on some stupid fucking podcast for drowning in shit.
We're going to have to look for stories about...
No, I know there are. I've like read stories of where people die. Yeah, they drown in shit. Like, I know that's happened before.
That's so awesome.
Well, not for the guy.
Do you think that... Didn't we talk something about, you know, how getting raped by a gorilla would be, like, a cool way to go just because you'd be remembered?
No. I'm not cool with that.
Was it a gorilla or a lion?
No, I was talking about getting eaten by, like, a bear for, like, you know, a few days. That'd be a horrible way to die.
Yeah.
Or fire ants. Fucking fire ants.
Fire ants, that would be pretty... Do they bite you, or do they...
Yeah, they bite you.
It'd
be like little bitty like things eating you. You can't like kill them all. I guess if you farted, like a few of them would pass out. But I'm sure from like the subterfuge, like some of them would get sucked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would happen if you were bitten by fire ants and like you were freaking out and you were trying to find a way to get the fire ants off of you? And in a fit of desperation, you jumped into a septic tank.
And then lit it on fire.
Oh.
Then the methane caused it to explode.
So then you died blowing up from the methane that you were drowning in while fire ants were biting you.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're in pieces and your pieces are all covered in shit.
So when they look for you to put you in a box, they have to scrape through the shit to find out whatever there is of you left to put you in the ground.
That's much worse than starving to death.
Yeah, that's much worse.
That's probably the worst ever. Do you think there is one worse than that?
I have to look for it.
Yeah, we might have to think about that for like a whole week.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do two next week. I just want to do one. So the first one that we set up, you should show up to it.
Well, I don't get off work till 7.
The Napier Time Vortex.
Well, it's not a time vortex. I'm going to be at work.
Woo!
I actually work on Mondays now.
That's good that you work.
Well, I get off. Oh, I don't work on Sunday.
If you work.
Why don't we just move it to Sunday?
I can do Sundays.
Yeah, because I'm off on Sunday.
Cool.
Oh, awesome. We're changing it to Sunday. Ooh, and I can watch that awesome show, The Atheist Experience. I could actually call into that. Did you watch that?
Call into that. Me and Jesse did a good 5-6 minutes on people need to call in and stuff. Nobody fucking called. Nobody gives a shit.
Of course not.
God damn it. Hey, fuck you guys. Call us on the phone.
I don't think anybody wants to call us.
You know what happens if you don't call us on the phone?
We're going to keep doing this.
We do like 40 minutes on Republicans and religion.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Ask us stuff about vaginas and stuff. It's so much more fun.
Yeah. Somebody lead me away from this crap. Don't make me talk about religion and politics. You don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk about it. I don't even sound good talking about it.
We pay attention to it and... We'll go on it if we ain't got nothing else to talk about.
I mean, it looks like we're going to have to. I mean, like, how other... Like, we'll get people to call in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about Jesus and Republicans and Republican Jesus.
Yeah, Republican Jesus. Do you think Jesus is a Republican?
Well, most people who like Jesus are Republicans.
But do you think they really do like Jesus, or do you think they're afraid of Jesus?
Well, I'm pretty sure if, you know,
Maybe
Jesus came back and...
Minutes, we should probably just...
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, let's just stop. Screw this. Fuck you. I'm going home. I'm going to go have a cigarette.
Right now?
Yeah, I want a cigarette. I haven't smoked for an hour and 20 minutes.
Jesus.
Look at that shit. I can't smoke. I want to smoke.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just because we've already fucking, you know, gone crazy.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to play your song for a while now.
The song doesn't involve vaginas, does it?
I don't think you say vagina in it.
Oh, is that my one where I go, like 8 times?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can play that then. Let's go nuts. Let's call it.
All right.
Do it.
I'll turn off your mic. Is it on?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
This is bad.
I have a sinus infection.
Son of a bitch, fucker!
Trees and grass and bugs.
Shit. I can't breathe very well.
Son of a bitch, fucker!
I need some pills and some nasal spray and some aloe for my sunburn.
Son of a bitch, fucker!
Well, I'm not getting that much worse. How's that?
No Colorado for me. Fuck that.
Son of a bitch, fucker!
Sick. I'm tired. Got big shit. I don't think this was a good idea for me.
Son of a bitch, fucker!
Don't put fucking cheeses in your fucking backpack.
Don't feel good. Don't even walk anymore. But I got you.
You missed that one, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, maybe a little.
Brought it out of retirement there.
Awesome.
All right, well, we'll see you guys some other time, I guess. Well, I don't know. Whenever we do another one.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, nobody listens.
I mean, we already heard...
This is for us to listen to later when we're about to die.
Yeah, because we love the sound of our own voice.
Like, hey, remember that time I was doing that podcast thing that nobody cared about or gave a shit about? Well, I got the MP3 saved on a disc that no computer can read, but I got it!
Dick was saying that he didn't like his
Dick's formal wear story. I thought it was a great story.
I thought it was too.
I mean, you know,
now
bow tie,
on,
yeah. Jimmy hats. That's yeah. good.
Now
time.
It's on the internet forever.
Forever!
Yay! Unless we edit it because he gets offended.
You had to throw that in there. No,
I know.
Now she's not going to be my friend anymore.
I know, but I love her. She's my friend.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.